Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning. Welcome to Master Self. We made it. Yay, we're live now. I'm so excited. My name is Deanna Harris. I'm coming live to you from Sydney, Australia. Yay, an international call. I'm so happy to be here with you. Let me just say my apologies for being a couple of minutes late going live. There were some technical difficulties with me calling in to the show. However, here we are. I'm hoping that everything is good now and we can move along and start this show. So, Master Self. My goodness, how exciting. This wonderful process has been manifesting over the last few months with Mind, Body, Spirit Radio, and I am so just grateful that this is happening now. I'm kind of having a bit of an out-of-body experience, actually, to be honest with you, that this is actually happening. This is the first show for me, and I will talk to you a little bit about how Master Self came about. And from there, we will build, I'm hoping, a conversation moving forward throughout the shows about this thing called mastering self, about where we are at as souls, as people, as Gaia, planet Earth, our beautiful planet that we live on. And even bigger than that, where we are at cosmically, universally. So I'm just trying to gather my thoughts and breathe deep and really be present in this moment with you as we go live in this experience. I wanted to take a few moments to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about myself so that you understand who I am and you know a little bit about what I do and how I have begun to practice this new way of being, this mastery, how the process of manifestation happens for me and the journey I've taken in this life that has led me to this moment. I'm hoping that everything is kind of happening okay at the studio end, because I'm speaking and I'm alive with you, connected with you, grounding this beautiful energy that we have, holding energetic hands with you, so to speak, I guess. So, where do we begin? Let's begin with how Master Self came about. A few months ago, I had channeled some information in one of my meditations about broadcast. I had initially thought that perhaps what I was being guided to do was to speak as a guest on a show as a way of expanding this awareness and this consciousness to more people. I did some research and contacted Mind, Body, Spirit Radio to find out what I needed to do to be a guest on a show. But what ended up happening is that the option of hosting my own show came up. So over the last few months, I've been communicating with Mind Body Spirit Radio with regards to how that might look. So then I had to make a decision. When I decided that I was going to go ahead with hosting my show, I then had to make a decision about what it was going to be about and what it was going to be called. So this is a story that I've shared with a handful of people, but I'm going to share it with you because it's a really interesting way in which information comes in when we are expanded and open in that other space, seemingly unseen matter, intuitive, creative, visionary space. So there's a show in Australia called Master Chef. I'm actually not certain whether there's a show like that in America, but essentially it's a cooking show, talented people that that can cook and create these wonderful meals go on this show and they compete to become the best person in their field and they get a reward. There was a... my TV was on, my son was doing homework, and I had walked past the TV on the way to the kitchen to prepare a meal one evening, and an advertisement from MasterChef came on. And as I was cooking, I was thinking about the show, and I was thinking to myself, it's a little bit like MasterChef. The show would be kind of these different ingredients that are put together and kind of stirred to make this beautiful creation of all different ingredients coming together for this one really wonderful, nurturing meal. And as I'm thinking Master Chef, the words came to me that said Master Self. And so this show was born in that moment. Master Self, the intention of Master Self, and this is an intention that I want to put forth to all of you. If you can just be present with these words for me, I'd like to take this opportunity to set this intention collectively. Let's just take one really beautiful deep breath in. And as we exhale, and focus on this intention, the intention of Master Self is to come together first and foremost within, in line where our emotional body, our intellectual body or mind, our physical body, and our higher self, our energy body, our soul, spirit, come together in unity and then expand outward to other souls, beings, energetically, in harmony and in balance, where we can create honest conversations with soul integrity about aspects of this journey of ascension, of awakening, of consciousness, of being present with each other in every moment. And from there, learn about mastering this self, this soul, so we can consciously create a better life for ourselves that then has a ripple effect outward to others in our physical life. It can connect to other energy fields that are like-minded higher vibrational beings on this physical plane, on the 4D, 5D and up plane, the angelic realm, ascendant masters, other galactic beings, so that we are expanding from this heart center, from the soul, and consciously transforming, transcending, and making a better world, a better place for all of us. That is the intention of Master Self. How did I get to be in this now, present with you on air through Mind, Body, Spirit Radio? I'll give you a brief history of the life that I chose when I reincarnated into this body and into this life. I was born and raised in former Yugoslavia, in a little town called Subotica on the border of Hungary and Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia. For as long as I can remember, and I have memories of being a very young child, I have always had a really acute awareness of energy. I didn't know what to call it back then, obviously. I didn't completely understand what that was. But even as a child, I was very sensitive to the world around me. I would feel what I now know to be the vibration of energy, shift, change, move. I'd feel dynamics between people, energy coming towards me, coming out of me as I was connecting with different people. And when I tried to make sense of that in my earlier life, I would often be told that I was imagining things. This gift, time and time again over the years, proved to be right, meaning my intuitions would prove very accurate. So what I ended up doing is I ended up not talking about it ever, but I kept it very close to my heart. It was like my special friend, this part of me that I had inside of me that was incredibly intuitive. My family and I immigrated to Australia when I was 17 years old. And there were, through circumstances and so on and so forth, I ended up seeking out a class that was teaching meditation when I was 18. And from that moment on, my awareness began to grow, and a kind of consciousness began to birth, I guess. Consciousness around making sense of this, of different aspects of myself. I began to understand more and more the complexities, I guess, of being human, of being in this physical body, of having different parts of me and how they were trying to come together as opposed to being separate, as opposed to this owning parts of myself that were trying to come forth. They were trying to come to light so that I would understand them. And so over the last 20 years, my journey has taken on a whole different view. Around the early 2000s, so that was, 15 years ago, I began to notice that more and more people were starting to talk about their emotions. It's like our emotions suddenly came alive and they wanted to be acknowledged. And it didn't matter whether this was a woman, a child, or a man. More and more people were talking about, more openly, about how they were feeling. And it was so different to my earlier experience. So I kind of began to understand that the emotional body was starting to come in line with the mental body. So no longer were we just concerned with our thoughts, with our mental plane or our intellectual self, we were starting to acknowledge our feelings, which was very important. And so over the next few years, the emotional body was aligning itself with the physical body and the mind. This took some time in my experience, and in that time, over the next few years, I had trained as a holistic counsellor. So I'm actually a holistic counsellor by profession, transpersonal counsellor and so on. And what that means is that alongside all the psych subjects and counselling subjects, humanitarian subjects, I also studied natural therapies. Everything from aromatherapy to kinesiology to traditional Chinese medicine to vibrational medicine, the list just goes on and on. So in my practice from about 2005, when I first launched my business, Living Empowered, my intention was to bring people into awareness about these three aspects of self and how they wanted to come in line with each other, how they wanted to be equally acknowledged, how there needed to be harmony between what the mind was thinking, between that inner dialogue that was going on for people and continues to go on for people in our minds, that parts of ourselves, you know, that can talk us into, talk us out of, give us information about ourselves. That's just kind of that internal dialogue. That was trying to come in line with what we were feeling. Happiness, joy, sadness, grief, frustration, anger, all of those things. Those things wanted to come in and work together as opposed to having just, say, a mind or an intellectual preference over the emotional preference. Because in truth, when those things work together, there's a great deal of harmony and the potential to create something much bigger and better from these things working together as opposed to being opposed to each other. At the same time, there was a birth of a trend, I guess, of taking care of one's body. Gyms, personal trainers, healthier eating, becoming vegetarian, vegan, all of that sort of stuff. So these three aspects of our bodies were kind of trying to work together and find a way to sort of coexist in harmony. And then moving along, we come to about 2012. And those of you that know about this, 2012 was quite an extraordinary year. It was another kind of a quantum leap, so to speak, into the next phase of evolution. And it was about the time when the energy body really started to kind of call and say, hey, here I am. Check this out. Look what I can do. Look how I can enhance those other three aspects so that all four dimensions would work together. And so for the past few years, collectively, we have been learning, growing in awareness, in insight, in knowledge, to the point where we have now achieved a kind of critical mass of consciousness, meaning that there's enough awakened, consciously awakened people in this world to take the step towards the next phase. Never before has there been this many people on planet Earth at the same time awakened to the possibilities, to the insights, to the knowing of something that is above and beyond of what we could have even imagined just a few short years ago. And, you know, even before I had the awareness and the knowledge around the phase that we are coming into now, which I'll talk about in a moment, Master Self was born. And I say this because we are very close to the 8th of August. It is 5th of August here in Australia, the 4th of August in the US, where this is streaming from. On the 8th of August, we reach a portal opening called the Lion's Gate. This portal is essentially like an energetic gate which will stream and shower us with a whole nother level of energy that will once again compel us to move forward in evolution. And this year, the Lion's Gate portal that's opening will take us to new levels of self-mastery. It is at this time that more and more and more of us will begin to take not just conscious steps forward, choices, decisions about lives, but we will begin to understand and practice self-mastery, creation. We will begin to understand not just how to be in unity with self so that we can manifest unity with others, conscious unity, but we will begin to understand how to work with those energies of creation from a point of being present, from a point of being masters of our own self, of our mind, emotion, physical body, an energy body. And so hand in hand with the universe, with all that is, that one consciousness, that one energy, we will embody that higher knowledge, higher wisdom, and we will begin to create a life on earth from that perspective. This, I believe, my beautiful souls, has never been done before collectively on Gaia ever before. This is the most exciting times. This is so beyond magnificent. I am truly grateful to have chosen to be here on planet Earth at this time and to assist this process. As part of my intention for Master Self, I'm going to spend time talking with you guys one-on-one today throughout the show. But part of the intention for this show also is to invite guests to be a part of this show moving forward. Beautiful light workers, conscious creators, masters on this journey that are here in Australia. I really want to introduce to you some of the wonderful light workers that we have here in Australia that I have the pleasure of knowing, some of which I am grateful to call friends as well as colleagues. And so I guess I might as well just say it now. I'm intending to have a guest on my show during the next broadcast, which is the first Friday in September. I guess that's, I'm just having a look, and that is the 2nd of September. Here in Australia at 10:30 in the morning, and it would be the 1st of September in the US at 8:30 at night in evening. And I have invited a beautiful lady called Katrina Lucas to join me next time around. Katrina is an amazing lady that has a similar journey to mine. I will give you more information about her later on. She's an author. She has a YouTube channel. She speaks the language of love, the language of energy, and she has a beautiful business called Sacred Mysteries. Feel free to Google and to find her, have a look at some of her work. But there'll be more information about this as we go along. So Katrina will join me in September, and I will keep you posted on my guests as we go along. But for today, I am grateful that I can be completely devoted to you, just myself. And I'm having a look at some of my notes as I'm going here, so I'll talk some more about mastering self and some of the aspects that I have experienced that contribute to self-mastery. So just to finish about me, last year I had a lesson, what I felt was a challenging, difficult life lesson. But essentially the message for me was, how does anybody honor me as a person, as a woman, as a mother, as a sister, as a daughter, as a friend or a colleague? How can anybody honor me with love and respect and loyalty and abundance and joy and kindness and all of those heart-centered attributes. If I can't be honest and live with complete soul integrity myself. It felt at the time like a slap in the face, quite honestly. But I realized that that beautiful aspect of me, that intuitive guidance, that spirituality, that part of me that was so strong, but that I had kept secret all my life, was needing to be acknowledged, was needing to come alive so you can expand and grow in awareness, in insight, in knowledge. And so I would create, quite honestly, with great trepidation and a whole heap of fear, I came out, so to speak, of the spiritual closet. I announced to the world that I was intuitive, that I spoke with angels, that I received guidance, higher guidance, all the time, that I've wrote about these concepts for years, that I understood and saw energy in a way that was my way to understand it, and I was planning to present it to the world. I can promise you that it was, and I can tell you that this is potentially one of the scariest things that I had ever done. Because in my mind, I was more than likely going to be judged, persecuted, ridiculed, rejected, laughed at, and then where was my love going to come from? And then I had another aha moment and realized that love can never fulfill me if it comes from outside in, that I had to just do it, take a leap of faith, and have faith in my guidance. And so I launched my current website in January this year. My website is called diana.org, spelt D-I-J for Juliet, A-N-A dot O-R-G. The website, it's basically me, my name. Feel free to check it out. Have a look. I'd love some feedback. Just come and say hi. The website is always growing. I'm adding new things as I'm growing, as I'm learning, as I'm feeling guided to. But please feel free to go and check it out. Have a look. You will see that I have two parts of the business. The Living Empowered aspect, which is my one-on-one sessions, one is more hands-on, my relaxation massage aspect. Obviously you need to make an appointment and come and see me for that, and then there's the vibrational energy aspect, which I can do remotely. And also the holistic counseling or the journeying, holistic journeying together, that I can also do remotely via Skype. So should you be interested in a conversation or in some time, some one-on-one time together, please just click on the links, the little buttons that I have associated to the different services, contact me, and we'll go from there. The other part of the business is Cosmic D-Light, D being D, me. Cosmic Delight was born earlier this year with the birth of the website, and it refers to my group work, the retreats and workshops that I run, the meditation classes, the things that I'm guided to write and pass on, pay it forward, from higher guidance and other realms. I write workshops all the time and I offer them in different ways. At the moment, I have a one-day retreat called Life Review Transcendence that I will be presenting next Sunday here in Australia, obviously, in just outside of Sydney in the Blue Mountains at this amazing, amazing private home, a beautiful little spot in the Blue Mountains, in Blaxland. Again, you can find the information on my website, Life Review Transcendence, One Day Retreat, where I wrote a workshop. This workshop is written as a result of the work that I did for myself last year when I channeled information around, basically the message was, you don't have to pass over physically in order to do a life review and learn. So I was guided in going through a process of reviewing my life in a way that was relatively easy in terms of logistics. But what it did for me, it just brought forth such awareness around, excuse me, some patterns that I had repeated or that had repeated for me in my life that I was able to almost instantly transmute, meaning change, and then transcend, step over and beyond those lessons into a new way of thinking, feeling, being. So that a lot of those patterns, once they were learned, they kind of dissolved. The learning was done and I was able to function from a new, healthier space. So that's what that workshop is about. Sharing them with people because, again, I'm being guided that this is something that is helpful. And needs to be passed on. So I'm paying it forward. So what's happening at the moment then? I also have a Facebook page that you are free to have a look at. Again, it's just my name. I am, you know, the work. I am the channel. I am the soul, the spirit, the energy. And all I'm really doing is, as I am being in conscious awareness, I am expanding that within myself in harmony and then out into the world. My Facebook page again is Deanna Harris or Deanna Marton Harris. You will find the link on my website again if you would like to friend me, feel free. I do a couple of live sessions on Facebook. One is Soul Speak, where I go live on Facebook and I talk about whatever messages are relevant in any given week that I've intuited. And I will also do a quick guided meditation live session on Facebook as well. I was going to do them on Wednesdays, but it doesn't resonate. It feels right to do them on Fridays at the end of the week when we've been through the whole work schmozzle and we exhale in preparation for the weekend. So it's Friday exhale, a quick 5-minute session, just grounding the energy, visualizing coming back into center, breathing and connecting with self. Because again, that self-awareness aspect is really important. So, I'm not sure how this is going to work, but just bear with me. I wanted to see whether I could just play a little bit of music in the background. I have a dear friend and also a colleague that I have worked with before. His name is Daniel Coates. Daniel Coates is essentially Santara music. He has very kindly agreed to let me play one of his recordings live on the show. And so I'm just going to put a little bit of his music on. I'm not sure how this is going to work because I'm doing it separately to an audio clip as part of the studio. I've just got it on my phone, so just bear with me while I try this. If anybody's logged into chat, can you please let me know if you can hear this? This is a beautiful song or recording called Three Waterfalls from Daniel's or Santara's first CD called Sound Medicine. Daniel, if you're listening, hello, darling. Thank you so much for giving me permission to use this. I just wanted to bring a kind of different dimension or add an aspect to this journey that we are having at the moment as I'm speaking. Just the most beautiful sounds. And what I'd like to do now is just ask if anybody has any questions on the blog chat, or if anybody would like to call in. I'm happy to take a call or try taking a call. On live, on air. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about some of the aspects of self-mastery. I have already mentioned that the understanding, the broader understanding of aspects of ourselves is part of self-mastery, meaning conscious awareness of your intellectual mind, body, your thoughts, conscious awareness around your emotional body, your feelings, awareness of your physical body, and not just What I mean by that is awareness of what is going on within your body. Not just mindlessly expecting the body to do what it's doing, as in it's automatically breathing, taking a breath, you're automatically taking a breath, you're automatically walking, your muscles know what to do, but being really conscious and connected with your physical body. Feeling your breath, feeling your heart rate, being aware when your body's trying to give you messages, if there's a block somewhere, if there is tension somewhere, where is it coming from, and all that sort of stuff. So conscious awareness of your physical body, and then conscious awareness of your energy body, your soul, your spirit, and how it's connected to your higher self, your higher mind, your higher heart, your higher guidance. Everything is about being present and conscious in any given moment. We have the capacity to truly be connected with all those aspects of ourselves, and with a little bit of practice, because it's kind of like, well, let's call it self-mastery gym. Or self-mastery boot camp, if you will. Because this is all happening really kind of quickly, this energetic evolution. Again, we have the capacity to do be present with all aspects of ourselves in any one given moment. Whether there's external distractions and interruptions or not, with practice, this becomes first nature. It becomes a natural, automatic way of being. So this is one very important aspect of self-mastery, I feel. Another really important aspect of self-mastery is observation. So once you have a connection with all of these aspects of yourself, you become really good at observing what's actually going on within you and being really present with it without creating a kind of story or catastrophe or some sort of a negativity out of what you observe. So essentially, when it comes to your self, detachment is not an option. Detaching from an aspect of yourself is denial of its existence, and it can create more damage than good. Sometimes in extreme trauma, this is necessary for a little while. However, it is, I believe, not self-mastery if you are detaching and disowning an aspect of yourself that's asking to be acknowledged, that's asking to be released, dissolved, integrated, loved, appreciated for its lesson. However, when you learn to be an observer of all aspects of yourself, in the present moment, in any given now, that is self-mastery, because you are consciously creating a space of unconditional love. Next thing you know, you're vibing at this love, and it is just the most beautiful expansion of consciousness, where no judgment is needed. Judgment doesn't exist in that space. It just is. Another thing that also happens is when we become really good at becoming observers of what is happening within us, all of those beautiful aspects of ourselves, we can observe in the present the things that have come up to be acknowledged that were in the past. So at the back of our brain, in that subconscious space. By doing that, by being observers, we kind of bring the past into the present so it can be dealt with now. And we are not being stuck in the past. We are bringing the past into consciousness, into now, and working from there, from the present, which is really the only space that's real. Another aspect of self-mastery, in my experience, is being a creator as opposed to a controller. When aspects of yourself are in union, in harmony, you understand that you have become your at your most magnificent, and you exist and vibrate and resonate at your biggest potential. And from that knowing, from that empowered, peaceful knowing, you intrinsically know that you can engage with all aspects of yourself, including your imagination, the right side of your brain, your creativity, and then you are empowered to create what you are desiring, what you are passionate about. And there is no need to control anything outside of yourself because you have what it takes to create. You have what it takes to create. You understand that you're a master magician. You have magic within you. You are a master alchemist. That seemingly the toughest lessons in the world can somehow be an opportunity for growth, for expansion, for creation of something bigger and better from inside out. You become very mindful of being present with yourself at all times, in every now, in every moment. So our previous conditioning around being mindlessness and being continually distracted by our thoughts and, you know, to-do lists and I have to go and do the washing or sweep the floor or cook dinner or look after the kids and blah, 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 on and on and on. The list is endless. Those things no longer rule our present. They are the logistics of this human life, yes. But their power to overwhelm us has dissolved because you can be completely mindful of every present, of every moment. Now, as we will take this journey together, there are some physical symptoms that you will notice that will happen as this light, photons of light and particles of light begin to seep in through your perception field, into your physical body, your emotional body, your intellectual body, and then your physical being, the cells, every cell in your body. As it begins to receive from the universe these new higher vibrational frequencies, there's an adjustment period on the physical level, so you may notice some discomfort in your body. Just be kind to yourself. If you need to rest, if you need to eat, if you need to drink more, stay hydrated, and so on and so forth. So here are some aspects of self-mastery that we will touch on as we take this journey together once a month. I want to take this moment now that we've come to the end of the first live show to thank you sincerely from my heart for being a part of this journey with me. I look forward to connecting with you next time. I will have a beautiful guest with me next time to share her story as well. And if you have any questions at all, you want to give me some feedback, there's particular things you want to hear about, please don't hesitate to write to me either on Facebook or via my website, diana.org. Thank you once again. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that my first show is almost over. I just love you so much, so much love for this process and for this manifestation. Hope you have a wonderful evening, day. May all the blessings and joy come your way today, and may you begin to take a first little step in your own self-mastery. Blessings. Namaste.